Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for any of you that have ever had a family member or friend who needed intervention, they might have been addicted to something, have a type of behavior that was not very conducive to their health, it was easier said than done to get them care. You know, you'll hear these commercials, you'll hear these ads saying, all right, somebody needs help, get them help. And they're not wrong in that. You know, if there's a family member that needs help, you are probably the person best fitted to try to implement that or get that started. So not wrong. But what nobody is really talking about is, what if they don't want help? How do you get a person to agree to help? What if they don't think they have a problem? How many times have you heard of a family where the kids are like, you know, dad, you know, do you really need to have another beer? Or the wife might say that. And then all of a sudden they get mad and shut them up. Or, you know, Mom, do we really need to go back and shop for, we don't have to, I don't need you to buy me that, I'm fine. And unfortunately, it's, you know, there's a shopping illness or, you know, and there's, I know a lot of women with alcohol issues, sleeping medicine issues, eating issues. You have a family member that won't stop eating or they will choose, you know, I was at dinner with one of our family members and the waitress, the server, wanted to serve the next course. And the family member does struggle with weight, and was eating and wanted to eat the rest of everybody else's plate. And I had to tell the person, I go, look, there's going to be a lot more food coming. It's okay. There's going to be a lot more food coming. I didn't want to embarrass them or whatever. But it was, and I mean, it was a really good meal, but, you know, it's okay. There's going to be more food coming. It's okay. But, and that was, and I realized then at that moment that this family member might need help, that, you know, they might have their weight issue because of, you know, a obsession with food. So, addiction can come in all shapes and sizes, but when we say, okay, well, get help, what if they don't want help? And they're your loved one. You know, having lived with a person in the family who was a gambler, it devastated our family. We were poor, we were, you know, and I loved this family member greatly, but it was not conducive to our family. Yet I was not in any position to be able to recommend anything. You know, if you even mentioned it, you wouldn't see the light of day. Definitely, you couldn't tell your parents that something was wrong. You just minded your own business, kept your head low. Don't make eye contact. So, what do you do? Well, there's a few things. Okay, number one is, yeah, if the person's going to die, even though this isn't your fault, if you can't effectively get them to, you know, seek care, you will always feel a sense of responsibility that you didn't do enough. So do something. Yeah. And if you don't know how to do something, talk to your medical provider. Say, look, I have a family member who I think is addicted to alcohol, to narcotics, to sleeping medications, to shopping, to gambling, to sex. And I don't think they're going to want help. What do we do? And doctors are fantastic at helping, and medical providers are fantastic at helping family members, especially us family docs, getting help. Sometimes what I've done is I've said, look, okay, just tell them to come in. Tell them to come in. I'll do a physical on them. If you're afraid to tell them yourself, and you're afraid that it's going to mar your relationship, I'll do it. I got nothing to lose. Yeah, but if you do, they won't want to see you again. Not the way I bring it up. Non-accusatory, non-this. I'll do some blood work. You know, your liver's looking a little off. You know, I'm a little worried about your liver. Let's talk about some things that could be hurting the liver. All right, let's talk, you know, what's going on with your food, your alcohol, your... Yeah, I mean, there's ways that medical providers can help. Another reason why some people don't seek help is because they might have the wrong idea about what rehab is or what recovery looks like. And so they might think that they're going to be locked up in a like a mental institution or something like that. No. Rehab can happen in a variety of forms. You know, one of the reasons why I'm such a huge fan of Alcoholics Anonymous, which I think they might change their name, AA. We don't use the term alcoholics anymore, but alcohol is, it's a fantastic way to be around others, know you're not alone, get support. We as medical students, they made us all go to see what AA was like. And oh my God, we loved it so much that we wanted to go back. Even though none of us drink, we're like, I just want to talk about, we loved it. To be able to know that you're, what you're going through, you're not alone. That so many people are dealing with issues, whether it's similar to you or worse. Because the thing with addiction is you feel alone. So a lot of these family members are like, I'm the only one in the family who drinks. So I'm odd man out. I'm the black sheep of the family. I'm okay. No, you're not. You are among millions of other people. And what you have is actually very flippin' common. So, you know, you, and then sometimes get a family member that they do listen to offer help. You know what? I'll go with you. I need work on my eating. I'll go with you. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing I've been asked recently by a listener is, how do I feel about parental controls and restriction of what kids watch on television? Now, you know, it's interesting because TV used to be a big thing for kids, and we always used to have to restrict TV time. You know, they were watching too much TV, they weren't doing their homework, etc. But it's not television that kids watch a lot right now. It's TikToks and memes. And so, you know, restricting television, you know, trust me, there's a lot of stuff that I think is very inappropriate. They're normalizing behaviors that I don't think should be normalizing. But I would almost rather you watch it with them. I think You need to be aware of what these kids are exposed to. The politics. I mean, you know how shocked I was? The percentage of kids who were looking at these TikTok videos as it pertained to September 11th, talking about the justification of it. I mean, it's frightening stuff. And so you won't be able to intervene with some of the BS that your children might be exposed to if you don't watch it yourself. Now, having a teenager is a little tricky. All right, because, you know, teenagers don't necessarily want parents' opinion, okay? when they're little, mom is a god. Dad is a god. Anything you say no. Well, no, they didn't listen when I would say no. But still, you know, I'm mommy. You know, this is what mommy says. So shall it be written, so shall it be done. Okay? But when it, you know, once they're teenagers, they're like, I'm sorry. What was it? Okay, boomer. Yeah, you're like, I'm not a baby boomer. I'm Gen X, but still, honored to be called boomer. I really am, you know, I mean, the baby boomers are one of the greatest generations we've had, but fine. Yeah, but, and so they won't listen. And, you know, I see what's on TV. Well, it's kind of scary stuff. I told you one show I watch is Below Deck. And I watch the Below Deck, like Mediterranean, because I really like seeing, I like seeing the scenery and I like seeing where they travel. And then I get an idea of, you know, where I might one day travel. But what's so shocking is the sleeping around, the superiors sleeping with their employees, the rampant disregard for privacy and sex. And, you know, and I told my husband, I go, you know, if we had a daughter, I would make her watch this, where these girls fall in love with the deckhand that sleeps with them, only to, you know, later find out that they're cheating or they're, you know, or they aren't in love with them, and the relationships never seem to last, which is kind of fascinating. And so, you know, I'm, for those, you know, for me, I had to just learn from friends and, you know, say, look, you know, if you sleep with them or if you think, you know, they're the one, don't be shocked when it's not, you know, you're going to get a wake up call. And so I kind of learned that you have to be pretty aware that you may be on the wrong track. You might think just because you guys dated or you slept together that that means you guys are going to spend eternity together, when the reality is, no, they might have slept with you, got what they wanted, and left. And women could do the same thing. So you might not be on the same page. And so these are things that sometimes entertainment can actually effectively show. So I think that it really depends on what they're watching, and then use that as a teaching tool. You know, and so, I mean, like single white female, that scared the hell out of me, of rooming with random strangers. You know, I mean, in fact, I started to have roommates who were men after single white female. I mean, not that I'm saying men are safer, but it scared me. And so some of these shows, they do make you think. But also, you have to be there for guidance, going, look, this is Hollywood. Just because it worked out, you know, for Pretty Woman, where you could be a prostitute and then marry a billionaire, doesn't mean go into prostitution. But if your kids have sense, and these Gen Zs and these Generation Alphas, they're a lot smarter than you think. Oftentimes, they do see the ridiculousness of what they're watching. You know, I was nervous that my kids were being exposed to a lot of, you know, stupid rhetoric and, you know, BS and, you know, the Gen Xs don't know what they're doing, or they're trying to, you know, ruin you. They're trying to control you, whatever. And fascinatingly, you know, the kids are like, you know, these people, they don't have credentials. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. I mean, they might have some points, but they're not necessarily, you know, individuals who I want to get my mantra from. And so, you know, it's, you would be surprised at how sometimes these kids can't figure that out. But you need to be aware. So what should we restrict based on age? Well, I was at a birthday party when my kids were younger. One of the moms decided that when Deadpool came out, because she was a big Marvel fan, the kids loved, you know, Iron Man and all that, and, you know, Spider-Man and all that. So when Deadpool came out, she planned a birthday party for everybody to see Deadpool. Okay. Well, we were all surprised. Some of us pleasantly surprised. Deadpool was hilarious. But it was not appropriate for 10-year-olds. And so, you know, before, if you are going to do restrictions, do your research and figure out what it is that you're actually, you know, restricting. Ted. My kids wanted to see the movie Ted. I look up the poster of Ted, and I see it's a teddy bear. And I'm like, whoa, how cute. You want to see a movie about a teddy bear? I'm in. Let's do it. I mean, I'm not a big teddy bear fan, but, you know, you never want to do cuddly things like that. Okay, we'll go see a teddy bear movie. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I love Ted. Ted is one of my favorite movies of all time, but not child appropriate. I mean, years ago, Disney was, you know, supposed to be child appropriate. And I've, you know, some of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie, I thought was fantastic. And I have enjoyed all Pirates of the Caribbean movies. But in one of the later ones, a child is beheaded or hung. I'm sorry, a child is hung. So just because something's Disney does not necessarily mean you're in the clear. You know, you always have to do your own vetting. Now, and there might be certain things that are brought up that you might not, your child to necessarily, you know, I guess, be exposed to. I personally think a lot of what needs to be, shall we say, taught in society needs to be, you know, done in the home. I think sex ed should not be just left to the schools. I think sex ed should be done in the home. But the problem is, and again, I could see both sides of this, my family would not talk about sex. I remember getting in trouble, something thrown at me when I tried to ask a question. And so I got scared. I couldn't go to my parents. And my older sister, I couldn't trust anything she told me because she would always try to get me in trouble. So, you know, I understand that there are many people who have families that won't talk about things. They can't talk about homosexuality. They can't talk about masturbating. They can't talk about hating school. They can't talk about disliking their religion or struggling with religion. And it's a shame that we have family members that are not communicative or you're able to talk to. You know, I've always found non-family members easier to talk to than family members. And it's just a shame. Because I really think that the family should be the go-to. But unfortunately, many people have family. Now, that doesn't mean assume that you can't talk to a family member. Nope. Always give family a chance first. But, yeah, you really have to be involved in what your kids see and are exposed to. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is rejecting claims that are being made before an international criminal court that Israel is prosecuting a genocide in Gaza. During public remarks after a meeting with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the claims have no merit.
Those who are attacking Israel continue to call for the annihilation of Israel and the mass murder of Jews.
Blinken also called for the release of hostages still held by Hamas. Bail is set at $750,000 for the man charged in the suspected murder of rapper Tupac Shakur years ago. Attorneys for Dwayne Davis tried to argue in a Las Vegas court Tuesday for leniency, but the court judge set bail at that amount and then set a source hearing and laid out house arrest conditions for Davis. He's accused of killing rapper Tupac Shakur back in 1996. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is a topic that I think we need to bring up. So, as a physician, I would see couples come in, and I would see husbands and wives, and you could immediately see who was the dominant force in that relationship. And oftentimes, husband would be up on the table, and wife would do all the talking for him. And he would try to be communicating with his eyes. And so I would say, okay, I'd like to do part of an exam right now. I have some paperwork that I need you to fill out. If you don't mind, I'm going to have to the wife. Can you? I'm going to have you go with the nurse. Complete this or whatever, or I'm going to have you wait. And then there's a few things I want to touch your husband about, and if that's okay. Now, as I start walking the wife out, well, I want to be there. I want to be there. And I'm like, I want to kind of get some deep, you know, I want to know what his diet is, what all, you know, I want to, you know, what you brought up was fantastic. And so I want to dig a little deeper and it might be a little easier with you not being in the room. Oh, okay. Okay. Don't forget to ask him this and don't forget to ask him this and do this and do this and do this. I'm like, you know, I got you. But then I could go back in and have a conversation with the husband and find out it's a whole different situation. And I've witnessed bullying a lot. And the bullying that happens in households is not talked about. People don't talk about bullying in households. We talk about bullying in schools. We need to stop bullying in schools. There's bullies, and if we stop bullying in schools, we're going to fix the whole world and climate change. Okay, interesting argument there. But those bullies come from somewhere. They come from a house, and they bully their siblings. These bullies learn the behavior from somebody, probably their parents. These bullies grow up to be grown-ups. I've been bullied by grown-ups. And I'm like, you got to be flipping kidding me. So it's no shock that when you have millions of people married to somebody, that there isn't bullying that's going on within the relationship. So how do you know if you're being bullied? Well, you know, the bullies that I incurred growing up was, you know, they would make fun of, you know, I would trip and fall and my maxi pad or tampon would roll out of the purse. Ha ha. All right. Well, making fun of you. All right. That's bullying. You standing in line, them cutting in front of you, you not being able to then have your place. And when you want to say something, they shut you up. They threaten you. Well, then in a relationship, you're being bullied if you feel threatened. If something bad's going to happen, if you try to have something go your way, that's not unjustifiable. That's valid. You're not allowed to communicate. You're told to shut up. They won't let you speak. You're bullied when you can't get help. You're bullied if somebody is recruiting other people as their gang to put you into the minority. So if you're in a household where you don't get a voice, if you do want to express your voice or express your concern, there's a threat. So you shut up. If other family members are recruited to also put you in your place, okay, you're being bullied. So how do you deal with it? Now, there are individuals who know exactly what they're doing. They're manipulative. They're abusive. And honestly, leave. I don't care what they have on you. Now, you cannot live a life under threat. You cannot live a life with somebody who is worse than your enemies at school were. That's not a partner. Wife, husband, partner, whatever. It's that's your spouse or your lover, whatever. They're a partner. That's not a partnership. Partnership is everybody gets to talk. Everybody gets to have a role. They are happy with that role. They get to discuss changes in terms of the company or in terms of the house or the home. If you don't feel like you have your say, your shares, your stakes, and you're living in fear, not a relationship to be in. But what if the relationship evolved? You know, you see people and you look at how they are, you know, 10 years into their marriage, 15 years into their marriage, and then you look back and you go, you know, they look so happy. I'm looking at their wedding pictures. They look like not a care in the world. When did that person turn into a shrew? Or when did he turn abusive? Well, there are signs. And those signs, and we've talked about that, you know, where, again, you know, if you do feel bullied, or if you do feel silenced, or you feel scared, oftentimes you will pick up on that early on. But sometimes it can't evolve. And people are power hungry. And in a relationship, somebody may become alpha. It is, you know, idealistic to think that it is going to be 50.0000%, right? As opposed to 49.99999 and 51.0. Yep, it's idealistic to for everything to be 50-50. But I've seen relationships where it's 90-10, 80-20. That's not a relationship. And so if you aren't sure, but you're like, okay, look, I want to nip this in the bud, you should. And you can always, all our relationships need to be reevaluated. We reevaluate our health. We reevaluate our dental health. We reevaluate our mind. You know, you have to always assess. You assess your finances. Assess the relationship. Do you feel like that when you need to say something, you can't say it? Do you feel threatened? Do you feel like they're going to do retribution? So let's say you're seeing the early signs of it, and you don't want it to be that way. You don't want it to be where you feel like you're beat up on, your kids don't have respect for you, the kids are starting to treat you like that. So you have to have a conversation with your partner. Now, you might not want to say you're bullying me. I mean, unless they're really obtuse and they aren't getting the point. So you might want to start out with, look, you know, I love working with you on solutions. And I want for us to sit down and talk about things together. I think you and I together are a formidable force. You know, but I want that opportunity to bring up some ideas. And I want that opportunity to talk about some things. Oh, yeah, that's fine. But my way's better. Okay, well, yeah. But oftentimes, okay. Let's have a conversation. Then during that conversation, say, look, can we talk about why some of these ideas aren't working? Can we communicate? What is it? Is it that, you know, you feel that, you know, your way is the stronger way to go? Or because I would like to have some input. Sometimes I feel like I don't get any input. And I want to have input. I want to have a role. I want to be a part of the decision-making process. Those are very accusatory things. But if it gets to that point, you could say, look, I know you're not bullying me, you're not being abusive, anything like that. You are a wonderful spouse. But sometimes I feel like I can't say something. Oh, of course you can. Of course you can. Well, I'm trying to talk to you now. I'd like to be able to talk to you. And I'd like us to be able to work on things. And I don't want to fear, you getting mad. I want you happy. I don't want you unhappy. So I want us to talk about this. And then finally, get a counselor involved. Because a counselor is a fantastic mediator to make sure that doesn't happen. But at some point, if you're being bullied, you got to get out of that relationship. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the weight loss drug extravaganza fad, just complete frenzy, happened, I think, a little too quickly for my taste. And I always want something that we're going to do with our health done more methodically. And I warned everybody early on that these medications, these GLP-1 receptor agonists, albeit fantastic in terms of being an adjunct in diabetic care and possibly having a role in assisting with weight loss, that these medications can have side effects. There can be rebound weight gain. And that we need to use caution before we try to emulate the celebrities that are losing weight left and right. Boy, I've seen people get pretty skinny pretty quickly. And, you know, let's listen to some of the people that tried it and what they suffered from. And being a physician, I can tell you I've had patients call in with severe stomach pain, severe nausea, many people not being able to tolerate the drugs. And so I think we do have to use caution. But now that we have Ozempic's weight loss counterpart, Wegovy, and we have Mounjaro's weight loss counterpart, Zepbound, people are in a rush to try to get it, especially while they think their insurance can cover it. And I get people want to lose weight. But the FDA is investigating some potentially serious side effects with them, as severe side effects are starting to be more and more reported on the FDA's FAERS system, as opposed to the vaccine adverse event reporting system. It's the FDA's adverse event reporting system for medications. And so the FDA is right now investigating things like hair loss, aspiration, where food is coming up and getting into your lungs. Your stomach contents are getting up into your lungs. Maybe it's because these medications might be causing more reflux or poor digestion, and even suicidal ideation. Now, the FAERS database lets patients and healthcare providers, and this has been reported by Very Well Health, report side effects to any medication. I mean, any of them. We're not just talking about the weight loss drugs. And so, just because somebody reports it happens, it doesn't mean that it is a true side effect and linked. But whenever you get a medication and you get the prescribing information and you see a list of potential side effects, where many of those entries came about is during the clinical trials. If, let's say, somebody was taking a drug and they got a headache, well, that had to be reported. Now, did the drug cause the headache? We don't know. But if any of the people during the clinical trial got a headache when they took the drug, the headache gets counted. If they had constipation, if they had diarrhea, if they had nausea, if they had vomiting. So when you look at drugs, you almost see all of them have a slew of those. But it's because if anybody reported that happened, all right, that has to get written. Then they start to look at, well, what percentage? And if it's, well, you know what? Compared to placebo or compared to the general population, we're starting to see more gastroparesis, or we're seeing more suicidal ideation, or we're seeing more, you know, and so when they start to see an uptick and an increase, then, okay, well, there might be an association with that. Well, one of the best clinical trials and advanced clinical trials is when a drug that has passed FDA approval is now out in the general population. And so we don't cut off communication. Just because a drug went through FDA approval doesn't mean we know every single thing about it. So there are these reporting systems where if you're like, you know, my blood pressure went up, or I started feeling heart pounding, or like we saw what happened with Viagra, people were fainting, blood pressure bottoming out, because apparently post-market, we started to see reports of people who were on nitrates for their heart have side effects with Viagra. So a FAERS reporting system is fantastic to have, because there might be side effects that didn't get picked up during the clinical trial that now that millions of people are having access to the medication, you go, oh, looks like we're seeing this. Because when you do clinical trials, there, you know, even though you try to get a population that's across, you know, it's a cross sectional of, you know, try to get people of all demographics and, you know, genders and body, you know, habit types and habits, you can miss. You know, that's why we had many individuals who were concerned in the South, like Mississippi, Alabama, with the COVID vaccine, because they felt that the black population was not as represented in the clinical studies as it should have been. And so I think there was, of the people involved in the clinical studies, I think 7.2% were black, when the black population constitutes at least 12.5%. And so many individuals who didn't want the COVID vaccine wasn't because they were supporting a political candidate, like the media wanted you to believe. It's because they felt that there might not have been enough data coming from what happened in that with that vaccine in their demographic. So oftentimes, post-FDA approval, we'll start to get more data. So the FDA is looking at possible side effects, and they think that hair loss could be an issue, alopecia, when something is swallowed. Now, going back to the hair loss, when you lose weight rapidly, you will lose hair. They need to warn people of that. Rapid weight loss is associated with hair loss. That's what you'll see diabetics lose hair when they start to lose weight and not when their diabetes starts to prevent proper glucose storage and metabolism, and diabetics begin to lose weight, cancer, things like that. Weight loss is related to that. Now, could it be the drug, or could it be because people are losing weight so rapidly? Gallbladder issues. Even though it's not listed here, but you know, whenever you lose weight rapidly, you might require a gallbladder removal. You might start making gallstones. So again, that's something that has to be brought up. Suicidal ideation. That's scary. Getting things into your lungs, aspiration. You could now be at risk for pneumonia. So the FDA said the organization is evaluating the need for regulatory action. They are not saying that these drugs should not be prescribed, but they might have to relabel. And so, you know, when an investigation takes place and then they decide to add a black box warning or additional warning on the medication. But with these medications, and I've said this before, we have got to understand that we have not found the panacea to weight loss, because when people go off the medication because they can't afford it, or they have a side effect, or it's in short supply and there's a drug shortage, we are being told the rebound is horrendous. And if the weight loss was permanent, you know, which is what people believe, some might say, you know what, I'll live with the nausea, I'll live with the side. Listen, if you go through all that and all that expense just to gain all the way back and then some, the yo-yoing is unhealthy. And we don't have enough data discussing how long you could be on it. You know, if you're losing weight and you want to keep that weight off, most of the clinical trials only look at a year, year and a half. You're going to want that weight loss to be permanent. You're going to want to be able to take that medicine for 20, 30, 40 years. And if you can't, yep, that's another thing to consider. 1-877-DOCS-ALLIE. Don't go away.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself.
See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.